Is this the country the founders envisioned? America is the fiber of our being. It gives us a sense of belonging, of togetherness, and most importantly, America weaves together the fibers of who we are as individuals. When the founders signed the Constitution, declared independence from Great Britain, and formed a new country, they were creating a beautiful fabric of vibrant red, white, and blue. This fabric was not perfect, but it became the fabric of our nation. What has become of their work, of this country? I believe that America has become tattered and torn like a flag flying in battle. Change, divisiveness, and non-civility have ripped through the fabric of our great nation, leaving us all to ponder. Can America truly be mended? Can the America the founders envisioned be restored? In fairness, we must recognize that the founding fathers lived during a time when not all people were protected and respected, despite their long-proclaimed phrase, "All men are created equal." In fact, more than half of the well-known founders themselves owned slaves, and the Constitution labeled African Americans as only 3/5 of a person. Thus, immediately after sewing their fabric, there was a tear. The strings were ripped out, the minorities ignored. Today, we have tried to mend that tear. We have ensured the rights of African Americans, recognized Native Americans as firstborn American citizens, and given women the right to vote. We have done this through hard work. But are these patches strong enough to hold? Or will we forever be a people who are ashamed and angry about how our nation was formed? George Washington recognized the severity of division among the country's citizens. In his farewell address, Washington warned his colleagues and his country that political parties could be used as a dangerous tool. Washington's warnings may have foreshadowed how political parties would eventually come to rip another corner of America's fabric. Political parties have become a divisive element in American society and are often the root cause of rudeness and hatred. The government cannot reach agreements anymore because for some individuals, maintaining a sense of loyalty to their party is far too strong for lasting changes to be made. When we do not challenge our beliefs, or when we dismiss others because of something as minuscule as their political affiliation, we rip the fabric of our nation. The fabric of American society is clenched tightly in the white knuckles of Americans who are afraid of opening their minds to different viewpoints. Certainly, leaders are not only entitled but encouraged to hold different viewpoints. The founders undoubtedly expressed different visions for America. Alexander Hamilton advocated for a federal bank system, while Thomas Jefferson wanted minimal federal power. Some founders proposed abolishment of slavery, while some owned slaves and viewed the problem as too large to tackle. Benjamin Franklin even criticized the selection of the bald eagle as the national bird, saying that the turkey would have been a better choice. Clearly, from the very beginning of our country, there have been disagreements. Civility is perhaps the distinguishing element between the founders' disagreements and those occurring today. When the founders disagreed, they surrendered some of their most important beliefs to reach a compromise. Today, many people yell at each other and throw civility out the window for the sake of winning an argument. In writing the Bill of Rights, the founders set a precedent for how we should interact with one another, which we have virtually ignored. In doing so, we have once again torn the fabric that they made. The fabric that our founders sewed together 244 years ago is now battle-worn. We have torn the fabric of our nation apart with our resistance to change, our divisiveness, and our disregard for civility. How can we become the country that the founders truly envisioned? We need to continue to recognize every American as valued, not because they are American, but because they are human. First stitch. We need to understand that political parties are damaging how both citizens and leaders make decisions. Second stitch. Finally, we need to begin to disagree with respect and civility. Third stitch. Only by doing these things can we restore America to the country the founders envisioned.